the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
They've taken our Tea Party and just screwed us with absolutely insane questions. And this started over 2 years ago.
I'm really disgusted that the government and the IRS have engaged in this kind of intimidation of their opponents. And I think that anybody who looks at the history of this country has got to come out here and take a stand against this sort of thing.
I think the IRS needs to be stopped before they start taking over Obamacare.
The IRS is not a political weapon and should not be used as such.
That's a collection of Tea Party folks from protests all over the country this past week. They are all upset. They're complaining about the IRS. A lot of people complaining about the IRS with good reason. Between Apple and the Tea Party, for different reasons, people are upset, as well they ought to be. And so we'll talk about the IRS. In fact, that's the number one item this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown show's on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be profiling things from this past week. Weekend's Friday, the 24th of May. And so let's get started by running down, actually, all of the top 10 from the Talkers.com website. Apple's tax hearing is at number 10. Immigration reform discussions are at number 9. The slaying of that English soldier is at number 8. Number 7, the Boston Marathon bombing investigation moves to Florida and somebody gets killed. Return of Anthony Weiner, number 6. Number 5, the country's drone policy as outlined by the president. The Benghazi attack, the Justice Department targeting journalists, number 3, another one of the scandals. Oklahoma tornado is number 2, but the number 1 item this week, the IRS, and scandal number 1 that the administration has to be involved in. From MSNBC, Chris Matthews talks to Republican strategist Steve Schmidt about the bumbling way the president has handled the IRS scandal.
There are two ways to look at this IRS scandal. One is to blame it on the bureaucrats. The other is to blame the White House, say that someone, even though through mind control perhaps, somehow got aligned into that Cincinnati office. Well, I'm inclined to buy the first perspective, but I see why millions of people might think it's all the work of Obama. Why? Because from the moment this story broke, the Obama people have been engaging in rolling disclosure, that tired old government game of ducking and covering, first denying, then a bit of information, then some more, until finally the press pummels you into telling the straight story. Why did the Obama White House not get on the top of this story in the beginning? Why didn't the chief of staff tell the president what the IG report was going to say, get the president out there in front of a lectern, and tell us all what had happened before anyone else did? Why didn't the president himself lead the public demand for cleaning up that office in Cincinnati? Why didn't the president's team react the way a smart political operation should, seizing the reins of this galloping story? Well, the first rule to follow in these cases, when in doubt, get it out. Why didn't the president answer immediately to his clients, the American people? They have a right to know what's happening in the American government. Why didn't the president tell them? And why is the person who ran that operation in Cincinnati, the one running this whole thing, why is she taking the Fifth Amendment? If the president and his hands had nothing to do with screwing around with how they decided who to give tax-free status to out there in the Cincinnati office, why did he act like he had something to do with it? Why didn't he just come out and say, I'm the prosecutor, I want to get to the bottom of this?
Well, they're trying to keep the president distance from it. The Republicans are obviously trying to implicate the president in it, even though there's a lack of evidence that he is implicated in it, but that whenever something like this happens, when you're at this stage of it, the administration is trying to gather the facts to communicate to the American people, and they've botched it. They've handled this about as badly as they possibly could, and whether they're innocent or guilty, they're doing everything they can to make themselves look bad in the eyes of the American people with their response in the shifting storyline. So I think the IRS situation, as we understand the facts, it's a very serious situation when you have an enforcement agency of the U.S. government bridging the First Amendment rights of American citizens. And so we have that, of course, now with the Justice Department and the leak scandals with the press combining together to form a really troubling narrative for the administration. And they just don't have their footing on it yet, and they're doing a very poor job of responding to it, and they're making it worse, not better.
It's like they're all in the police interrogation room with Sipowicz, you know, slowly. Okay, maybe I was there at the time. Well, maybe I knew something about it. This is how it looks like, the facts here. And everybody should pay attention to this. Let's look at the heart of the current mess facing the administration. It's called rolling disclosure. Instead of getting ahead of that IRS story, they've taken a bumbling and piecemeal approach, explaining what they knew and when they knew it.
Up next, more on the IRS. Stick around. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Talk Radio in Review, the weekly analysis, as we count down, well, actually, we're going up. Let's move it from number one to number 10. The IRS scandal is number one. And from Countdown affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, host Rick Jensen talks to Dan Epstein from political watchdog group Cause of Action about why this scandal is the big deal it is.
There are so many people here in the indelibly blue state of Delaware who don't get it. They honestly, truly don't believe that using the IRS as a weapon is illegal and is a big scandal. Explain why it is.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing is just a matter of American history, which is, you know, our forefathers resisted Britain. The whole idea of the irony of the Tea Party is, remember, the Tea Party formed because there was an illegitimate tax. And so there's a certain sense of irony that it's the taxing agency of the United States that is actually targeting and excluding Tea Party groups. It's actually a perfect irony and a perfect representation of what this country was established to stop. The fact that there was an unauthorized application of taxing authority to those who believe that they were independent from it. So what is uniquely interesting here is that we've always known deep within the lines of our Constitution that, you know, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And that's why if there's any agency that needs to be limited, that needs to be solely focused on the public interest, it's the Internal Revenue Service. And yet what we have here is not just an IRS that engaged in political targeting, but it took organizations, donor lists, and organizations protected confidential information and disclosed it to the public in other instances.
Dan, this might be the most bizarre conversation you have over this, because I'm going to ask you a number of questions based upon what liberals have been saying on this radio station as well as off the air. So what? Lots of presidents have done this. It's not a scandal. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, actually, not a lot of presidents have done this. In fact, the Internal Revenue Code, the whole reason why we were able to get transparency on what Nixon was doing and allegedly Johnson and Kennedy was because there's a specific provision of the tax code that specifically authorizes the president to get tax information, and he has to report that back to Congress. The cause of action investigated this. We found that, in fact, even though the president had appeared to have gotten private information of certain entities, he did not use the statutory means to do that. So why should we care? Well, we should care because, number one, we want a president, we want an administration that follows the law. Number two, it's not just the issue of political corruption or political targeting, it's the silencing of free expression. When you're a nonprofit and an organization that wants to get tax exempt status and you apply to the IRS, part of what that IRS application and certification does is the government approving you to engage in certain protected expressions. When you don't approve them, and when you actually are engaged in selective politicization in terms of whom you approve, you're violating the number one, the most important amendment in the United States Constitution, that's the First Amendment. The freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, the freedom of no government-established religion. And when you infringe upon that, you're fundamentally infringing on something that is has been most key to the expression of our basic rights.
Here's talk host Bridget Quinn with James Homan from Politico.com about the Tea Party's reaction to the IRS scandal.
So, James, the party might feel vindicated, I guess you could say here, but does that really help energize the party? Does it help them recruit?
Well, I think so, Bridget. I think it's fired up a lot of groups. It's helping a lot of conservative activists and organizations raise money. We'll see. You know, I don't think this is going to be a voting issue next November in the elections, but it is an I told you so moment. For a lot of conservatives, they see the federal government as basically being the DMV and the IRS. Everything we think of, all the inconveniences that those entities entail, and this is a validation and in the short term political sense, but also, you know, the IRS is in charge of implementing a significant chunk of the big healthcare overhaul, and the conservatives point to the IRS's role to say this is one of the reasons you shouldn't have the government fining people who don't buy health insurance. And so it definitely is fired up the grassroots. It validates so much for them after they lost last November. A lot of people have taken their step that they just haven't had for some time.
Right. And then you also have the White House facing the controversies over Benghazi, the Justice Department seizure of journalists' phone records. Can the Tea Party capitalize on that too, or at least try?
Absolutely. Last week, the narrative was very much this culture of scandal, trying to connect the dots between each of those things you just mentioned. And the administration's goal is to try and handle them separately. And the president has decided to follow a very conventional strategy, distancing himself from each of these scandals and trying to be as angry as anyone else about what happened to the IRS, for example. And now what we're watching is, what did the White House know and when did they know it? Did anyone in the White House know before 4 or 5 weeks ago? And if there is more drip, drip, drip on this story, it could become more damaging for Democrats.
Yeah, where have we heard that before, right? What did they know and when did they know it?
Exactly. So,
but the party still needs to be really careful here not to overplay their hand.
Yeah, a lot of Republicans I talked to here in Washington remember 1998. They had a great scandal to seize on. Bill Clinton obviously directly implicated in that one in a way that the president has not been. And Republicans overreached. And Bill Clinton and Democrats ended up gaining seats in the House in 1998, the first time that it happened in the post-war era for a president in his sixth year.
How about we move into the Oklahoma situation? That'll be up next. Bad things happening weather-wise, and we'll review it in a moment here on The Countdown.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hot hits in talk radio, topic, subject matter that has captured people's attentions, at least at the top of the list. I'm Doug Steffen. At number two on the countdown this week, that tornado through Moore, Oklahoma. Here's host Susan Rose with the United Way's Michael Weiner. They talk about charity fatigue and how groups like the United Way can keep getting donations after so many tragedies. Americans constantly being asked to step up and shell out.
When you stop and think about it, look at the number of recent tragedies. I mean, where Americans have been asked time and time again to step up.
Tragedies and a series of storms.
The sun rose over Boston.
Beautiful little kids.
Runners laced up their shoes.
West Texas.
Gunmen opened fire at a movie theater.
Destructive tornadoes.
Boy, it's like been one after another, hasn't it?
No question that these are tragedies across the country. The focus over the last nine months, Hurricane Sandy, the Marathon, the Boston Marathon, the Texas plant explosion, now Oklahoma. Clearly, these are extraordinary events. They're disasters. And the nice thing about the giving side of this is that people are naturally generous. And so when we talk about donor fatigue, which, by the way, some experts believe that it's really a myth, donor fatigue is defined as it's like a phenomenon where people no longer give to charities, although they gave in the past. But many people believe that if you do good fundraising and relationship building, donors will support you and they'll stick around. When disasters reach, it's a different event. If people want to react immediately, they look at their contributions, their philanthropy in an incremental way. And now that there's technology, it's very easy for people out of area to figure out ways to give. Red Cross and text messaging for contributions is one example.
The Justice Department going after journalists, number three on the countdown. Here's host John Sylvester talking to political analyst John Nichols. They review the implications of the Department of Justice seizing records from the Associated Press, from Fox News, and from a CBS reporter, and presumably others as well.
Is it really possible that the Justice Department was dumb enough for this to happen? Let me put this is from Morning Joe this morning.
It was Friday. Mark Halperin handed me a story. And it was this James Rosen story. And I looked at it, and we immediately talked about it. And I said, again, it's disorienting.
It's mind-boggling.
So we find out 30 phone records monitored by the Justice Department, phone records inside the White House monitored by the Justice Department, and this is most troubling for me, five numbers inside the Fox News Washington Bureau. which, of course, is the opposition. It would be one thing if you're monitoring MSNBC's number, because that'd be kind of like, okay, well, I wonder what party we're going to have together, like, tomorrow night. But when you, I joke, of course, but you talk about the Fox News Bureau, that's what makes it so damning for this White House. This is a Justice Department, to me at least, that seems out of control.
It does. It absolutely does. I mean, this is an attack on the American press big time.
This is not good for the White House. And it was much far worse than the AP case for a variety of reasons. The AP case was better than that. And legitimate place for objection and also calls for reform. But this one goes to another place altogether. The Justice Department attempted to, and in fact, it arguably did in seeking its subpoenas and warrants and documentation of this, to criminalize reporting. They said that James Rosen had tried to lure this individual who he was talking to into giving him information, and thus became, in the words of the Justice Department, a co-conspirator. And the fact is, that's what reporters do. I mean, you don't just, you know, like stand on a street corner waiting for someone to come up to you. You figure out who has information, and you try to convince them to give you that information, and you do say, look, you know, I think you have something to say that's important. I want to communicate that. You know, you should tell me this, because if you don't, this isn't going to get out, or bad things could happen. I mean, that is a part of the discourse. Anybody who would say differently is in some sort of fantasy world.
Benghazi and the president's drone policy are in the focus next year on a countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Another hour of power in terms of News Talk Radio. We're reviewing the hot hits from this past week. We've gone through number one. As a matter of fact, we're up to number four for the week ending Friday, May 24th. And that, once again, is another scandal, Benghazi. Here's Brian Kilmeade talking to former Romney advisor Gabrielle Schoenfeld. Schoenfeld says the attack on Benghazi was what actually sunk the Romney campaign.
Now everyone's interested. You guys did not push to get the truth out about Benghazi in a big way. Why? What was the point made you guys back off?
Well, on September 11, 2012, when all this was developing, the Romney campaign jumped the gun, put out a statement attacking the Obama administration before they had all the facts in. The statement was riddled with errors. And after that, Romney was gun-shy about raising this issue, and it was a crucial issue in the debates. Four Americans were dead, Obama was responsible, and yet he was reluctant to raise it because of his own staff had made it into a political issue when it was actually a national security issue, ripe for discussion, ripe for holding the president responsible.
Did they release that statement condemning the president's lack of action early on without him knowing it?
No, they gave it to him at the end of a long day. He just got off a flight. It had multiple problems in it. It accused the Obama administration of expressing sympathy for the people who were attacking our embassy. In fact, there had been a statement issued by our embassy in Cairo that was somewhat, I thought, murky and not very well crafted, but that was not the administration. That was a low-level foreign service officer. And they tried to pin that on Obama. It backfired.
And I believe we carried the press conference the next day around 9:30 in the morning, where he got seven straight questions on the timing of his statement instead of the president missing in action during his and then deciding to go on a Las Vegas fundraiser.
Yes, exactly. A vulnerability for the president astonishingly turned into a vulnerability for Mitt Romney.
Who is that? Stuart Stevens?
Stuart Stevens, Lan He Chen, the policy director. They did not have a serious foreign policy apparatus in that campaign.
But there was a sense within the campaign you should do something because the president had dropped the ball here. And here's an example of an RNC ad which you guys did not air. Let's listen to a few seconds of it.
White House and its ring. Something's happening in the world.
So this just talks, you know, it plays on Hillary Clinton, you know, basically who's going to be by the phone. And you guys didn't air that.
We should have waited till all the facts were in and then gone on the offensive about this when we understood what had happened.
Here you are in the third and final debate, foreign policy. The president obviously is vulnerable, but there's some points of contention and difference between the two candidates. Yet Mitt Romney, the guy you work for and still have an unbelievable amount of respect for, did what?
He did not press the president on Benghazi. Question was asked to the president, why was there not adequate security in the embassy? A man in the audience asked it. The president just dropped it. Mitt Romney did not pursue the answer.
Right.
Astonishing lapse, but all explained by the fact that it had been politicized by our campaign in a very, very amateurish manner.
President's drone policy, number five on the countdown. Isn't it interesting? It's the president's drone policy. Host Dave Ross with CBS's Peter Mayer about President Obama putting limits on the number of drone attacks that can take place overseas.
I'm trying to understand this. He's shifting the responsibility for drone strikes away from the CIA and to the military because of legislation that makes it impossible to bring these suspects back to the U.S. for trial, and so they're just going to kill them in the battlefield?
Well, that's one way to look at it, I suppose. It's certainly an explanation I had not heard before, but Dave, you're known for your originality, that's for sure.
I am just rehashing what I heard on from a Georgetown law professor. So tell me what's the official rationalization for this?
Well, he is going to put new limits on these overseas drone attacks. They're going to rein it in the way we understand it. They'd be limited to terrorists who pose an imminent threat and those who could not be quickly caught. That wording, paraphrased there, is outlined in a letter to Congress from Attorney General Eric Holder. The same letter, which has been reported since yesterday, disclosed that four U.S. citizens have been among the many terror suspects killed, although some of those four were not verified as terror suspects since 2009.
Okay, so the fact that they're changing this policy on drones and making it apparently more stringent as to who they select for these drone strikes,
right,
seems to imply that the previous policy was kind of lax.
Well, I think that what the president is going to say is, we have decimated al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, so now is a good time to revisit this whole thing. It's going to be fascinating to see the way he lays this out, because obviously he has never spoken in detail about the drone strategy publicly. And, in fact, here at the White House podium, they skate around this all the time and avoid even confirming, even when they say that you know, this terror suspect or this most wanted person has been killed or no longer walks the face of the earth, they rarely, if ever, use the word drone in the same breath.
Up next, clueless Anthony Weiner back in the focus, along with the Boston bombing investigation moving to Florida and that chilling attack in London, all on the way here on the countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-254-SITE. That's 1-855-254-SITE. 1-855-254-7483. or go to web.com/radio.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout. Yes, I can sleep in. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Moving into a higher zone, the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here at number 6, the return of Anthony Weiner, at least he's asking to get back in to New York politics, wants to be the mayor. Here's Talk host Joan Hamburg with reporter Scott Pringle about the reception Weiner's been getting.
You know, no secret, of course, that Anthony Weiner, who looked like a while ago that his government career was over, by his ridiculous tweeting, although this was private, is now joining the race for mayor. And it's an interesting time for him. According to those around him, no one is really supporting him. The unions, not a whole bunch of people out there eager to volunteer. But who knows? Scott, what was the mood? Was he really the comeback kid?
At first, it was really interesting because he seemed to have a lot of energy. He was very enthusiastic, very happy, standing there with a shirt and tie, as if nothing happened, as if he's just your typical politician running. But it clearly was not that at all today, because right when he appeared at the subway stop, right at the entrance there, all the media just swarmed around him. And it was actually kind of comical because the people could not get to the subway, so the officers had to back the media up, give him himself some space to talk to people, and he was shaking people's hands, and I was a little surprised. Everybody who came up to him had a lot of nice things to say. They thanked him. They talked to honestly about the issues, and the actual scandal and the whole sex thing never really came up. There was only one person I recall who said something, said, "Hey, is this a publicity stunt?" And that was it. Everything else was positive for him as far as talking to the voters.
Well, it's interesting because yesterday our phones were ringing off the wall, and it's hard to tell, ages really when you get phone calls, but it seemed to me that the younger callers were like, okay, what he did was his problem, on to the next. The older ones were, we're not going to forgive him.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw anything like that.
Well, I did talk to a few people today, but it was within that area, and honestly, they were on the younger side, I'd say below 40, and the three or four people I did talk to said, we can give him a second chance, and there was one older guy I talked to, which was very interesting. He says, he did make a big mistake, but there's other politicians out there sticking their finger in the pot. There's, all these arrests for corruption. I mean, this guy, did something bad, but at least he's not harming the public financially.
Boston Marathon bombing investigation number 7 on the countdown. Host John Cass and Lauren Cohen talked to ABC's Aaron Katursky about the FBI questioning and then killing a possible third suspect in the Boston bombing.
You know about the suspect, third suspect that was brought in or was approached for questioning, and somehow he got his, what, brains blown out?
Yeah, somehow he died. But this is the guy that basically was an associate or knew Tamerlan Sanaroff. He was the suspect that died in the Boston bombing case. And this is a guy that was not suspected in the Boston bombing case, but apparently the two were under suspicion for a triple homicide.
This is Ibrahim Tadashev, and he is, like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the main marathon bomb suspect, a Chechen living in the United States legally and somebody involved in mixed martial arts. He's been living in Florida for the last little while, and that's where the FBI and members of the Massachusetts State Police went to interview him. And at some point, early in the morning on Wednesday, that interview, which had, we're told, been going well, turned ugly. There was some kind of violent confrontation, and Tadashev ended up being shot and killed, and an FBI agent ended up in the hospital with injuries, not life-threatening, but enough such that he felt that there was a threat and that the suspect had to be killed.
So, Aaron, take us back to why he was originally being questioned and what the link was to Tamerlan, the Boston bombing suspect who was killed.
He had known Tamerlan Tsarnaev in Boston through mixed martial arts and I think through a shared background. And the FBI, we know, has been running down known associates of Tsarnaev. Remember, they were up in New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago. Now they're down in Florida, kind of working, I guess, the I-95 corridor, looking for any known associates of Tamerlan Tsarnaev as they try to get more about his background, his motives. And in this particular case, they also may have solved a murder mystery, because before this violent confrontation that ended in Tadashev being shot and killed, authorities told us he was on the verge of confessing to an unsolved triple homicide outside Boston in 2011, a bizarre case involving three victims with their throats slashed and marijuana sprinkled on their bodies. Those victims knew Tamerlan Tsarnaev and Ibrahim Tadashev, and both have now been fingered as prime suspects.
And how did he have a knife on him, or what was the deal
with
the...
It was initially reported to us by the FBI that there was a knife. This morning, the FBI tells us it's not clear whether it was a knife or some other kind of weapon, but there was some kind of violent confrontation. The FBI agent was injured, and then the suspect was shot dead.
Number 8 on the countdown, the killing of that UK soldier on the streets of London. Here's host Paul W. Smith with correspondent Tom Rivers about this really bizarre, awful, brutal attack carried out in broad daylight.
You got a guy on camera talking about bringing troops back and that he was sorry that women had to see the bloodshed, but yeah, their women in their country always go through this. And then one person was quoted as saying that a woman stepped forward to try to stop any more activity like this. So they seemed to be just killing that guy and not all the people around him. What was quoted as saying, "I killed him, the soldier, because he killed Muslims, and I'm fed up with people killing Muslims in Afghanistan." Muslim religious groups, of course, have condemned this already, calling it a barbaric act that has no basis in Islam. But how did these guys know he was a soldier if he was not in uniform and he was just basically wearing a T-shirt that was supportive of the military?
I think you kind of put two and two together and you kind of read the body language, the haircut, as you say on the T-shirt, it's reportedly said, help for the heroes, which is a charity here to help disabled vets. I think they said basically they may not have known this individual, but they say this guy looks like a soldier, and they said let's go for him. And what they did, they drove their car and knocked this guy on the sidewalk. So he's now, and that car looks pretty smashed up, by the way, as well, Paul W. This guy's badly injured. He's on the street right now. They get out of their car and they start attacking him with knives and machetes. They had a rusty revolver as well with them. They didn't use it, but they had that. And as you say, these images went around the world. After they cut up and killed this man, this young man, they hung around and they talked to anybody who had a cell phone and gave impromptu interviews, if you will, describing what you said about Afghanistan and the British government and British involvement, et cetera, et cetera. They hung around. They just waited for the police to arrive. When the cops arrived, they basically ran straight for the police. Now, not every policeman is armed in this country. Obviously, an armed unit did show up. They came charging at him with their bloodied hands, bloodied knives, and the cops took aim and wounded both of them. They're both being treated in hospitals here. But what a strange, strange, horrific tale unfolding. Never seen anything like this on the streets of London.
Up next, immigration reform and Apple's tax hearing. That's up next on The Countdown.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
As you know, we're here to review the 10 items that seem to have been most popular according to research at talkers.com. So that brings us to number 9, and that's immigration reform. From affiliate WORD in Greenville, South Carolina, host Bob McClain talks to Robert Vanderboot from the group Pro English about that ad, the group's ad trying to get Congress to put a provision into the Gang of Eight's immigration bill that requires immigrants to learn how to speak our language.
The first question, obviously, to begin is the idea for the commercial using the guy speaking Spanish and essentially thanking Senator Graham for making sure that he doesn't have to learn English if he goes through the Gang of Eight bill. The ads make that contention. Why do you do so?
Well, there's a very good reason why we're doing that. A lot of these politicians, in their rhetoric, are saying that the immigrants are going to have to learn English if they're going to become amnestied.
They are.
And that all sounds very good, and it polls very well. But when you actually look at the bill and examine the bill the way we have, our staff has gone through the English language requirements, and what we discovered was the very first thing that happens is the legalization. And there's no requirement to learn English for that action. It's only years down the road, if they decide they want to apply for a green card and permanent legal status, that they have to do some requirements for English, and even those are pretty weak. So the thought that I think people are, they have it in their mind that, okay, yeah, maybe we'll give them amnesty as long as they agree to learn English and
right.
do all these other things. But what's happening here is if you look in the bill, the requirements there are that they're in the country over a certain period of time, but there's nothing in there about paying fines. There's nothing in there about learning English and all this other stuff that you're hearing the politicians and their rhetoric say.
Yeah, and for people who may be saying, well, is this such a big deal? I mean, there are so many parts of this bill The English language requirement for immigrants is just, to me, common sense that helps ensure that any immigrant who comes to America will be able to succeed in our society and the economy, and it's hard to do that if you don't speak the language.
And in the number 10 item on the countdown, Apple's tax hearing, talk host Tony Cruz with Tony Rahm from Politico.com about the questions from Congress that were aimed at Tim Cook, who runs Apple these days.
So you had Tim Cook defending Apple on Capitol Hill over taxes. What specifically are we talking about here?
No, he's out here defending his company against new charges that Apple has been keeping billions of dollars overseas, in part to avoid U.S. taxes. You know, Apple has long come under criticism for having more than $100 billion in various places around the world. It's not brought that money back to the United States, because to do so would be to pay a pretty steep tax bill. And so the argument from members of Congress was that through a mix of tax loopholes and various other tactics, Apple has kept the money there and hasn't paid Sam here in the U.S.
Well, that's an interesting concept and precept, given that Jeffrey Immelt, the head of GE at one time, his company, didn't give a dime, apparently, for 3 years, and yet he was made the job czar for the Obama administration. Has he ever come under this kind of scrutiny by Congress?
Well, you know, this subcommittee, led by Senator Carl Levin, has only held two of these such hearings, and they've been focused on tech companies. Last year, in 2012, we had the executives of HP and Microsoft, though not their CEOs, and this year we had Apple. And the big takeaway here, and this is something that Levin himself has said, is that Apple is a case study, not necessarily an investigation to ding the company, although that was part of the goal, but also to point out problems with the U.S. tax code generally. They see too many loopholes, mm-hmm. they want to begin to close them, and they also want to have this conversation about comprehensive tax reform. And to illustrate it, that's part of the reason why they brought Apple to the Hill yesterday.
Well, it's not like Apple doesn't pay taxes. I mean, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 to $9 billion a year that goes into the federal coffers alone from Apple, and obviously the employees they have in the United States pay state and local and federal taxes as well, do they not?
Well, you know, even that number has been the point of debate. You know, Apple says, as you rightfully pointed out, that they're paying over $6 billion, making them one of the largest U.S. income corporate income taxpayers. But, you know, there's been a lot of criticism that number is inflated, partly because Apple has to, you know, according to generally accepted accounting principles, you know, factor into that number taxes it hasn't necessarily paid. So, you know, if you look at the report, you know, members of Congress say it's billions of dollars less than that, but their larger takeaway is that Apple should have potentially paid more.
So recapping our top 10 here, Apple's tax hearing is in that number 10 spot. At number 9, immigration reform. In the number 8 spot, the killing of the British soldier. Number 7, the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. Return of Anthony Weiner running for another political office. Number 6, number 5, the president's drone policy. Number 4, the Benghazi attack case. Number 3, the Justice Department targeting radio and television journalists. Number 2, the Oklahoma tornado. And the number 1 item this week, the IRS and how they have gone after politically sensitive groups. That's it. That's the review. The hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.